Well, North Korea says it will complete its nuclear program despite tensions with the U.S. and its allies. North Korean media have quoted the North Korean leader as saying that Pyongyang is nearing its goal of equilibrium in military force with the U.S. Kim Jong-un has also expressed great satisfaction over the country's latest missile launch. He stressed that the move verified the combat efficiency and reliability of the missile and the success of efforts to increase its power. The announcement comes a day after Pyongyang launched a missile over Japan that landed in the northern Pacific Ocean. Now, the missile was fired only days after U.N. Security Council slapped new sanctions on Pyongyang over its sixth and largest nuclear test. Crossing over to Atlanta, joined by Mr. Jim W. Dean, managing editor of Veterans Today out of Atlanta. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, now, more sanctions have already been slapped on North Korea, and again, we see a missile test. Your take on what they're saying basically is that they have no choice because of the U.S.'s aggression, and their goal now is to try to get equilibrium with the U.S. Your take.
Well, this is a very good diplomatic move for them. Their position is that our nuclear force is purely a defensive one because they know if they were to attack first, there would be overwhelming retaliation. So really what we have here is mutually assured destruction on the Korean Peninsula, which really no one wants. But the U.S. is really exploiting this thing because it knows exactly what it needs to do to defuse the situation, which is to open talks with North Korea. And the very reasonable approach that both China and Russia presented, which was to curtail military exercises with South Korea, and North Korea would stop its testing, the U.S. rejected this. So it's really the U.S. that's excaborating this and keeping it going because it's making the allies in the area more dependent on them. It's exercising U.S. power. It's showing the American public that we're spending our defense money and we're going to show these North Koreans.
All right.
And it's all for show.
All right. And on that, I surely appreciate you being with us. So sorry for the little time that we have left. Thank you so much, Mr. Jim W. Dean, managing editor of Veterans Today out of Atlanta.